有一个农夫。
The one who is a farmer.
他有一个儿子。
He has a son.
有一天呢，他就儿子问他一个问题。
And one day his son asked him a question.
爸爸。
Father.
怎么犁田才可以好像犁得这么直呢？
How can you actually, when you actually farm land, you actually go that straight?
这个农夫就说，其实不太难。
Actually, the farmer says, actually, it's not that difficult.
你犁田的时候，你只要望着一个目标，那么你犁的田就很直了。
When you are actually plowing the field, all you got to do is actually stay within a certain direction, then your field will be straight.
那么这个儿子听完以后呢，马上就到田这边犁田了。
So the son actually heard it, he went in the field and plowed.
过了一阵子，这个爸爸跑出去看看这个儿子犁的怎么样。
After a while, the father went out to see how his son is doing with the plowing.
发觉这个田呢一点都不直，还都是弯弯曲曲的。
So that, but the field that he found was fairly crooked.
他就问他的儿子。
So he asked his son,
你有没有听我说怎么去犁田的？
Did you listen to me how you plow the field?
他说有啊。
He said yes.
那么这个爸爸想了。想了一阵子，这个没有可能的。
After the father thought for a while, he said, "This is impossible."
他就问他儿子，那么你的目标在哪里啊？
He asked his son, "Then what is your target?"
这个儿子指指这个牛的尾巴，他说，这个就是我的目标啊。
So he pointed out the cow's tail and said, "That's my target."
每一个农夫呢，他都有一个愿望，就是他犁的田是直直的。
Every farmer has a goal that his field will be nice and straight.
没有人希望他的田呢是弯弯曲曲的。
No farmers want to see his field be crooked.
但是你做不做得到呢？就完全确定在你的目标在哪里了。
Whether or not you can accomplish that is really largely depends on your target.
同样，我们的人生也是一样。
In a way, our life is like that.
我们每一个人都希望得到福气。
Every one of us want to have received blessings.
你看我们过年就是啊，我们见到人都是讲很多恭喜人家的话。
Just like this, when we actually have, during the New Year, we always greet each other with blessings and really nice words.
但是我们能不能够得到这些福气呢？
But whether or not we can receive these blessings,
其中一个很大的原因就是看你人生的目标在哪里。
The greatest challenge is what your target in life are, what goals in life are.
我们今天就是要看一个家庭啊。
Today we're looking at one family.
这个家庭呢，就是我们刚刚念的，在创世纪四章一到十六节。
This family is what we just read in Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 16.
就是亚当夏娃的家庭。
This is the Adam and Eve family.
他们呢生了两个儿子。
They have brought two sons.
哥哥呢是该隐。
The older brother is Cain.
弟弟呢就是亚伯。
The younger brother is Abel.
你可以说呢，他两个人呢完全有一样的开始。
You can say that both of them have the same beginnings.
他们的血统是一样。
The same bloodline.
他们长大的环境是完全一样。
The environment in which they grow up is also the same.
但是他们两个人走两条完全不同的路。
But the two brothers walk two separate paths.
结果他们有两个完全不同的结果。
And therefore they have two totally different endings.
该隐在圣经告诉我们呢，他是历史上面第一个杀人犯。
The scriptures tell us that actually he's the first murderer as king.
在约翰一书呢讲到呢，他是属于那恶者的。
In the book of First John, they tell us he is the belongs to the evil one.
还有呢，就是他的行为是恶的。
And then, what his deeds are also evil.
相反呢，他的弟弟亚伯呢，就是虽然他是被杀，但是圣经讲到呢，他是一个义人。
And even though Abel was murdered, but the Bible tells us he's a righteous man.
只是两个人就。代表在这个世界上面好像有两批人一样。
This represents two different groups of people in the world.
他走两条不同的路。
Two separate paths.
带来两个不同的结果。
Two different consequences.
他们的分别就是他们人生上面的目标的不同。
The difference is their life goals are different.
我们可以看见他们两兄弟的目标不同呢，从三个方面你可以看出来。
There are three ways in which we can find that, see that they are different, have different, targets in life for them.
第一方面呢，你可以从他们是怎么选他们的职业，你就可以看出来。
The first one is how, what career choice they select.
我们怎么选我们的工作，很多时候反映我们人生的目标。
How we select our career is a reflection of our life's goal.
我们小的时候呢，从初中升到高中的时候呢，我们都要选我们要念什么课。
When, as we go into high school, we have to select what kind of courses we take.
在香港就有文科跟理科。
In Hong Kong, there's so-called the arts and sciences.
文科就是语文啊、历史啊、地理啊这些。
The arts is like a geography, history, and literature.
理科呢就是数学啊、化学啊、生物啊这些。
The science is like a math and biology and chemistry.
每一个我认识的在香港的父母呢，他都会鼓励他的儿女呢去修理科的。
Most families I know from Hong Kong would encourage the kids to study in the sciences.
你知道为什么呢？
You know why?
因为如果你念理科呢，将来你就可以成为一个工程师啊、医生啊、药剂师啊这些。
If you actually select the science, you can become engineers and doctors and so on.
如果你选文科呢，可能将来你成为一个老师。
If you select the arts, and then you may eventually become a teacher.
那么有什么不好啊？
There's what's wrong with that.
就是我们都知道，你当老师的薪资呢，没有当做工程师怎么高嘛。
We know that the salary for a teacher is not as high as someone who's in engineering.
所以你看出来，很多人他们人生的目标就是钱，或者我们说就是人生的享受。
As you can see that a lot of people's goals in life is money or how we can enjoy life.
如果你看第四章第二节里面呢，它讲到亚伯呢是牧羊的，该隐呢是种地的。
In verse chapter 4 verse 2 you can see that Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil.
该隐想种地呢，这个选择很容易了解。
It's a very easy to understand why Cain wants to plow the land.
就是为了生活。
And that's for the daily living.
这个是一个很实际的一个选择。
It's actually a very practical choice.
但是我看亚伯呢，他选择牧羊呢，我觉得这个我想来想去想不出原因来。
I was looking at Abel want to keep flocks, I couldn't figure out why.
原因呢，我觉得他这个选择呢，可以说呢，不太实际。
This selection may be not too practical.
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
如果你看创世纪的时候，你发觉呢，人从第一章开始到差不多到第九章呢，他们都是吃蔬菜的。
As you can see, it's from the book of Genesis all the way from chapter 1 to verse 9, pretty much they are vegetarians.
他们不吃肉的。
They were not meat eaters.
那么你牧羊为了什么呢？
Then what's the purpose of keeping the flocks?
那么你说，哎，这个很容易了解，就是为了穿衣服啊，你看它。
You can see that it's maybe for the for clothing, as you can see.
这个大概也没有这个需要啊。
Perhaps there's not that much of a need.
因为他们不是住在明州了，是。
They don't live in Minnesota.
为什么我这样子说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为在洪水以前呢，我们的地球呢，大概是好像一个温室一样的。
Before the Great Flood, our Earth is almost like a greenhouse.
你还记得在第一章第六节呢？神说把水呢分向下。
As you can see it, in chapter 1 verse 6, God actually called it separate the water into the top and bottom.
在天上的水呢，不是讲到这些云呢。
The water above the sky is not really referring to the clouds.
可能真的有一层水在地球的上面。
Perhaps there's actual water on the top of the earth.
这个就成为一个温室的效应。
Is it actually the end result is almost like a greenhouse?
所以为什么这些人呢？从前你看亚当夏娃呢，他们可以活到走百岁的原因就是这样子。
That's the reason why Adam and Eve can live up to 900-some-odd years old.
我相信当时的动物呢也长得很大。
Well, I believe the animals can actually grow up to be fairly big.
因为他们的天气是很暖和的。
Because the weather climate is very, very mild.
所以呢，他们是没有这个需要呢去穿这个羊毛衣。
So there's no need for them to wear clothing made from lamb.
所以牧羊呢是不是为了生活的？
So keeping the flocks is not really meant for daily living.
那么为什么亚伯去选这个职业呢？
So why did Abel select such a career?
我相信最有可能呢，就是他为了献祭。
So probably the main reason is for him to have the sacrifice.
虽然圣经一直都没有谈到献祭这个问题啊。
Even though the scripture had never talked about the whole question about the sacrifices.
其实直接的教训呢，你要从这个利未记才找得到。
So in terms of sacrifice, you don't see until the book of Leviticus.
但是你发觉其实这些人呢一直都有这个了解的。
So but you can see that they all along have that understanding.
我们看第三章的时候呢，讲到神用皮子跟人做衣服的时候呢，我讲到这边的时候，谈到这个可能是圣经里面第一个提到献祭的reference.
In verse chapter 3, you can see that God used the skin to make clothing for people. That's probably the first reference in regard to sacrifice.
还有我们发现呢，从好像挪亚、亚伯拉罕呢，他们每一个人都知道用动物来献祭给耶和华的。
We can see from Noah or Abraham, they know that actually they need to have the animals to sacrifice to the Lord.
最主要的一个证明呢，其实我相信是在第四章第四节呢。谈到亚伯呢，他把羊群中头生的和羊的子由献上，其实讲到头生的跟他的子由这个字呢，都是我们说是献祭里面的专有名词。
The first evidence can be found in chapter 4, verse 4, as you can see that actually Abel used some of the fat portions and the firstborn of his flock. This is the first reference specifically with regard to offering.
所以呢，我的结论呢，就是亚伯去选择去牧羊呢，是为了去敬拜神。
So therefore, Abel for selection to keep the flocks is mainly for sacrifices.
我们今天选择我们的工作的时候，是用什么原因去选呢？
What is the reason or criteria that you use to select your career today?
你是为了生活？
Is it for the living?
是为了敬拜神？
Or is it for worshiping God?
很多时候我们转换我们的工作的时候，我们都会好累，想到好像结婚工作给我多少钱呢？
So when it's a lot of times when we change career, change jobs, and you always ask questions.How much money is this job going to provide us?
这个工作的前途好不好啊？
Is there a future for this job?
有没有晋升的机会啊？
Are there any opportunity for advancement?
这些都是好的原因。
These are by themselves good reasons.
但是这些只是为了我们的生活。
But these are all about our daily living.
我们有没有好像亚伯一样呢？想到敬拜神的一些条件
？Do we just like Abel think about the criteria for worshiping God？
好像你新的工作，它需要你的时间有，会不会影响你去教会敬拜神的生活呢
？For your new jobs, would that affect your ability to go to church or how you worship God？
可能你新的工作给你两倍的。从前的薪水
，Maybe your new job gives you double your salary，
但是可能他要求你两倍的时间
，But they also demand twice as much of your time。
这个工作会怎么影响你的 教会生活跟你的家庭生活呢？
How does this new job going to affect your family life and your church life?
好像你要去这个地方，它有没有一个教会是你可以参与的呢？
If you go to this new location, is there going to be a church where you can participate?
我不是说只是找一个地方你去教会。
Well, I'm not saying that just you go to find a church, place where you can go to church.
就是新的地方有没有一个教会是你可以成长的？
Is there this, does this new place give you, provide you a church in which you can grow?
你可以跟弟兄姊妹彼此相交的一个地方。
Where you actually can fellowship with your brothers and sisters.
我们人生的目标是敬拜神呢，还是为了生活呢？
A life goal, is it for to worship God or is it for the daily living?
其实我们很多时候是看不出来的。
And then sometimes it's not too obvious to see that.
直到我们有一个智慧去做一个选择的时候，好像你选择你的职业的时候呢，就可以看出来了。
And then until the time you have to make that choice with your career, that's when you can tell.
你要知道，你不同的选择有带来不同的结果。
You see that the different choices will lead to different consequences.
另外一点，我们看见两兄弟有不同的人生目标呢。
And then another point where we can see that the two brothers have different goals in life.
就是他们对奉献的态度上面你可以看出来。
And there's their attitude toward sacrifices.
我们如果你看第三到第四节的时候呢，
If you will take a look at verse 3 and 4.
我们知道神看中亚伯的献祭，没有看中大以。
We know that they God looks favorably upon the Abel's sacrifice, but not for Cain.
我们也知道呢，该隐呢是拿地上的东西来奉献给神，亚伯呢是用动物去奉献给神。
We see that the Cain used the fruits of the soil as an offering to God, but yet Abel brought some of the flocks, part of a flock for God.
我想提出一点呢，就是不是因为神呢喜欢弱比。做过蔬菜，所以他喜欢亚伯，不喜欢该隐。
I want to point out that not because God loves the meat, so therefore he looks favorably on the Abel rather than Cain.
原因就是“供物”这个字呢，是在圣经里面是包括兽祭跟这个动物的祭。
Because the word offering actually refer back to the some form of animal.
Include both grain offering and animal offering. 所以呢，就是神不是因为这个他用什么东西来献祭，所以他选一个不选另外一个。
It's not because of what's being used, rather, so he actually select one over the other.
他是因为这个人奉献的态度，所以确定他选哪一个。
It's the attitude with which one provides the offering. That's what he selects.
供物这个字呢，其实就好像一个礼物一样。
Offering is almost like a gift.
就是下属对上司的一个致敬的一个表现。
It's actually almost like an attitude for someone who's below versus and provide something for the what's above him. It's an attitude for that.
所以你可以问，你怎么知道该隐的态度不好？
So you might ask, how do you know Cain's attitude wasn't good?
我想有三个原因。
There are three reasons.
第一个原因呢，就是当圣经谈到该隐的奉献的时候呢，是非常平淡的。
When the scripture talks about Cain's offerings are very plain.
你知道一个很平淡的评语，或者是没有评语的，其实是一个很强的一个批评呢。
It's actually it's a form of criticism. If actually it was written in the lack of any kind of emphasis.
你有没有送有一个经验，就是你送礼物给你太太？
Have you ever had experience of giving gifts to your wife?
你太太看完以后一句话都不说。
When your wife looked at that and didn't say a word.
我们马上知道很糟糕了，是不是？
So we know we're in trouble.
更糟糕的一个事情是怎么样？
And even worse, what's even worse?
就是如果你太太收到两份礼物。
If your the wife received two different gifts,
他对你的礼物一句话都不讲。
Didn't say a word about your gift.
但是另外一个礼物呢，他就觉得哎，这个很好。
And actually put really love the other gift.
我们就知道真是糟糕了。
Now you know in trouble.
这个就是第二个原因了。
This is the second reason.
就是你看，当神看见亚伯的礼物的时候，他的对这个礼物的形容呢是很详细的。
And actually, there was a lot of details being described about the Abel's gift in the Bible.
他提到呢，亚伯呢用羊里面头生的献给神。
It described the firstborn about what the Abel's gift.
这个都是在圣经里面代表最好的。
This represents the best in the Bible.
还有呢，谈到呢，他用神羊的脂油去献给神。
And also using the fat from the portion to as a way to give to God.
圣经呢常常提到了神是很喜欢这些东西的。
And the scripture often talks about how God loves these things.
我看该隐他奉献的态度呢就是这样子。
I would just kind of maybe perhaps describe Cain's attitude like this.
别人奉献我也奉献呢。
Other people give, therefore I give.
如果别人不奉献呢，我大概也不会奉献。
If others not gonna give, I'm not gonna give.
家里面有什么东西就拿去奉献呢。
Yeah, whatever we have in the house, we take it to for a gift.
他不会花时间去想一想什么是对神最好的一个礼物。
He never spend the time to figure out what is the best for God.
因为对该隐来说，奉献不是一个感谢神的一个表现。
For Cain, offering is not a way to thank God.
对他来说，只是一个责任。
To him, it's just an obligation.
还有就是很多时候，如果你不奉献，很大压力的嘛。
Because it's like if you don't give, there's a lot of pressure.
我希望鼓励大家弟兄姐妹。
I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters.
我们要小心，我们是怎么来到神的面前。
How we come before us with the kind of attitude, we need to be careful.
我们不能够随随便便的来到神的面前。
We cannot come to the Lord lightly.
保罗警告教会。
The Apostle Paul warned the church.
你们聚会不是收益，乃是浇水。
When you In the, a lot of meetings actually do more harm than good.
还有就是在以赛亚书第一章里面呢，神更严肃的警告这些以色列人。
And also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, Jehovah warned the people of Israel.
耶和华说，你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的燔祭跟肥畜的自由我已经够了，公牛的血羊羔的血公山羊的血我都不喜悦，你们来瞧见我，谁向你们讨解释使你们浅特我的怨语呢？你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香饼是我所憎恶的，玉兽跟安息我并宣召的大会也是我憎恶的，做罪孽有严守守严肃会我也不能容忍。
And actually in the book Isaiah, Jehovah actually talk about different gifts, but yet he actually did not really like what they were provided, as you see in the English scripture.
这个给我们很大的提醒。
This is a great major reminder to us all.
就是无论我们是来到神面前崇拜他，或者是你去奉献的时候，我们的态度是很重要的。
Regardless of the whether or not we actually come before him, worship him, or you are when you're providing gift, our attitude is very important.
其实这个价值不是最重要的。
The value is not the most important thing.
是我们的心是最重要。
It's the attitude of our hearts is just that's most important.
最后一个原因，为什么我讲到该隐的奉献的态度不对？
There's a last reason why you say the attitude of Cain's attitude is not well.
就是在新约圣经里面希伯来书呢明明的讲的。
It's very clearly stated in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
他讲到亚伯因着信，献祭与神比该隐所信的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物所做的见证。
He says, by faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings.
当亚伯的礼物，你看亚伯的礼物比起该隐的礼物，花更多时间去思考的时候，我们就了解，其实他们的内心是不同的。
As you can see that Abel spent a lot more time to figure out what to offer, the attitude and the hearts are very different.
这个原因是因为亚伯有一个信心。
Because the Abel has the faith.
但是该隐是没有的。
But not for Cain.
信心是什么呢？
What is faith?
信心能够把只是还没发生的将来的好像变成你面前的一个事实。
The faith is seeing what has not yet happened to something that appears right in front of you.
这好像每一个运动员他们其实也是一样。
It's just like every single athlete.
为什么他们愿意这么严格的训练呢？
Why do they have that kind of discipline to practice?
为什么他不好像我们每一天睡久一点呢？
Why can't they just like us spend a little time sleep, more time sleeping?
因为他们相信他们将来得到奖的荣耀是比起现在睡久一点呢是更有价值的。
Because they believe it's far more valuable to receive the glory from the winning than to actually to sleep a little bit longer today.
其实我们每一个人都是这样子。
In a way, every single one of us is like that.
为什么每一次你拿到你的圣经的时候你不把它完全发光呢？
Why is it that when you actually receive your salary, you just spend it all?
因为你不希望将来你老的时候你没有钱用了。
Because you don't want to actually when you get old and you run out of money.
所以你为了你将来现在就过一个有纪律的生活。
Because of the future, you live a disciplined life.
同一样亚伯就是相信神能够带给他更大的福气。
In the same way, Abel believes that God will bring him much more fortune.
所以他愿意把他所拥有的最好的奉献给神。
So therefore, he is willing to offer what he has the best to God.
所以一个人奉献的态度可以告诉我们他对他人生的目标是什么。
The attitude that one uses to face his offering is a reflection of his goals in life.
如果一个人不相信将来的世界的时候，当然他生活的表现就是只为了现今的这个世界。
So if he does not believe in what's the future, he would just only worry about how he lives today.
这个就是该隐跟亚伯的分别。
This is the difference between Cain and Abel.
亚伯相信神，还有他相信神会赏赐这些赏赐他的寻求他的人。
Abel has a faith in God, and he believes that God has something for those who have faith in him.
所以神就成为他人生的目标。
So therefore, God becomes his goals in life.
该隐没有这个了解。
And Cain did not have that understanding.
所以他这个世界就成为他人生的目标。
So therefore, the world becomes his goals in life.
最后一点呢，我们看见，就是人怎么处理他的失败呢？会告诉我们呢，他人生的目标是什么
？Another point is how one deal with his failure if it's a reflection of his goals in life.
如果你看《创世纪》第四章第四节，到第五节呢，你就可以看出来。
If you can see them, chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, you can see that as well.
耶和华看中亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大发怒，变了面色。
And don't look with favor on Abel's offering, but on Cain's offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast.
当我们侍奉神的时候，我们工作没有果效。也没有人来称赞你的时候， 你的反应是怎么样？
When you are serving the Lord, actually you don't see any fruits, and no one come in front of, come before you and thank and actually acknowledge your work. How do you deal with that?
你会不会好像该隐一样，大大发怒，变了面色？
Would you be like Cain? Would be become angry and be downcast?
很多人呢，当他侍奉上面遇到失败的时候呢，他就埋怨教会，埋怨什么？
A lot of times when people don't not seeing the fruits with the work, they would actually complain about the church, complain to God.
为什么该隐有这个反应呢？
Why is it that King have this kind of reaction?
为什么神看不中他的奉献的时候，他没有回去想一想，自己够紧有什么做得不好的事？
Why does he not, when God is not, did not look upon his offering with favor, he would actually reflect and ask himself why?
因为该隐是一个很骄傲的一个人。
Because Cain is a prideful man.
他的目标其实就是他自己。
His goals in life is actually himself.
但是神是一个蛮有怜悯的一个神。
But God is actually a God full of mercy.
你看见神做了两件事情去提醒该隐。
God did two things to remind Cain.
第一个事情呢，就是神问该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了面色呢？你若做得好，岂不蒙悦纳？”
God asked Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, would you not be accepted?"
神是提醒他，神自己没有偏心。
God reminded him that he is not, does not prefer one over another.
他告诉他，为什么你没有给神选上，其实是你的责任。
He told him that because you were not selected is because of your responsibility.
还有神是鼓励他，如果你下一次做得好的时候，你的奉献是会蒙悦纳的。
God reminded him that if you actually give a better offering, you will be blessed.
其实我觉得这是当我们侍奉神的时候失败的是一个最好的方法，去看看你的内心是怎么样。
If we have failures in our services, it's actually a good time to look down within us and what kind of attitude we have.
因为我们的反应就告诉我们，我们的心是在哪里。
A response is a reflection of where our hearts are.
很多时候神用失败来打碎一个骄傲的人。
A lot of times God used failure to break someone who's prideful.
你看耶稣让彼得三次不认他，其实就要让彼得清楚地认识到他是一个怎么样的一个人。
And God has allowed Peter to deny him three times in a way is actually allow Peter to see what kind of person he is.
我记得我刚刚教主学的时候呢，发生一件简直的事情。
The first time I taught Sunday school, this following thing happened.
刚刚教的时候呢，大概有四到八个学生。
The first time I taught Sunday school, there are probably about 7 to 8 students.
但是慢慢呢，学生越来越少。
And then gradually the number of students decreased.
最后呢，只剩下一个学生。
At the end, there's only one.
每一次呢，我去主日学去开会的时候呢，我们会谈到我们有多少人。来到我们这一班。
And then every time we actually have a Sunday school meeting, we also talk about how many kids, people we have, students we have in our classes.
我们在这个出席表里面是有五个。
And it's an attendance sheet, there are 5.
因为有三个是老师。
Because there are 3 teachers.
还有一个是老师的太太，就是 Audrey.
There's one more, is the wife of the teacher, Audrey.
剩下来就只有一个学生。
So there's only one.
所以我非常不好意思。
So I was a little embarrassed.
所以当时呢，很多人呢就告诉我，包括我的太太告诉我。
So there are a lot of other people, including my wife, would tell me.
你要不要不开这一班呢？
Maybe perhaps you shouldn't open this class.
最后两个老师也走了。
At the end, the two other teachers left.
因为其他别的地方需要他们师傅。
Because the other classes needed their service.
但是在当时呢，其实我们刚刚念这句话，神说你若做得好，岂不蒙悦纳？这句话就是成为我一个提醒。
In this verse, if you have do what is right, would you not be accepted? This became a reminder.
当时我告诉神一句话。
In that time, I said this to the Lord.
我告诉神呢，就是我是一个出租车，不是一个公车。
I'm just a vehicle to be rented. It's not a part of public transportation.
我的意思就是I'm a taxi, not a bus.
Taxi, not a bus.
你知道分别在哪里？
What's the difference?
Taxi 就是如果你有一个人呢，你要开嘛。
The taxi is you still drive with one person.
Bus 呢就是人多你才开嘛。
But you can only drive off if you have a lot of people.
我告诉神，如果你连这个学生他也不来了，那么我就关门了，我就不叫了。
I told God that if you actually take away this one student, then I will stop teaching.
但是如果你还给我一个学生，我还是每一天每一个礼拜我还是会预备。
But if you still give me one student, I still continue to prepare.
只是这个学生呢，这个暑假呢，他是毕业要离开了。
And actually, this student was going to be graduating in the summer.
所以呢，我们到九月份的时候，我不知道谁会再来这一班。
So I didn't know who's going to come in September to our class.
但是神给我三个学生。
But the Lord gave me three new students.
所以这一班就继续下去。
So the class continued.
还有其他学生慢慢也来了。
So the other students gradually also came.
我们怎么去面对侍奉上的失败？是很多时候反映我们对神的态度是怎么样
？How we dealt with our deal with our failure is a reflection of our hearts.
另外一个提醒
，Another reminder.
神提醒该隐的。
God remind Cain.
就是他说：“你若行得不好，罪就伏在你的门前。”他要两误你，你要制服他。
If you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at the door. He desires to have you, and you must master it.
每一次我们侍奉神不认真的时候，都是给罪开了一道门。
And so often when we're not serious about our service, it opens the door for sin.
他就好像一个狮子一样呢，全蹲在你的门前。希望把你打败。
It's almost like a lion crouching at the door to want to defeat you.
他会用很多话去激动你。
And he will use a lot of words to attack you.
他还会告诉你，去放弃，不要再侍奉神。
He asks you to give up and not to serve the Lord.
但是神鼓励我们。
But the Lord encourages us.
我们要靠神的力量去胜过他。
And through the Lord's strength, we can overcome that.
我们不要给罪一个机会。
Do not allow give sin an opportunity.
该隐没有听神的劝诫。
Cain did not listen to the Lord's reminding.
所以我们知道这个故事，最后他就叫他的弟弟出来把他杀死了。
So he came out and actually killed his younger brother.
当神去审问他的时候，他也不承认。
So when God asked him, he did not, he denied.
神惩罚他的时候，你也没有看见他有悔改的表现。
When God punished him, you did not see any evidence of his repentance.
所以他人生最后的结果就是流浪在这个地上。
So the end result of his life is that he will wander the earth.
因为他没有选神成为他人生的目标。
Because he did not select God to be his goals in life.
两个人虽然有相同的开始。
To two people, even though they have the same beginnings.
但是他们有两个不同的结果。
They have two separate different consequences.
分别就是一个人用神成为他人生的目标。
The difference is that one select God to be his goal in life.
所以该隐就成为义人。
So therefore,
righteous.亚伯成为义人。
Okay, so therefore, Abel became the righteous man.
虽然他死掉。
Even though he died, he was dead.
但是他得到神的称赞。
But yet he received the praises from God.
该隐他虽然他生存在这个地上。
Cain, even though he lived on this earth.
他却好像一个死人在地上漂流。
But he's like a dead man floating on the earth.
今天是我们中国人年初一。
Today is the first day of the Chinese New Year.
我希望我们每一个的弟兄姐妹都是以神成为我们人生的目标。
I hope that you all brothers and sisters have God to be our goals in life.
因为耶稣提醒我们
，Because Jesus reminded us，
手扶着犁向后看的人不配进入神的国。
No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hands.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
因为你常常提醒我们。
Because you often remind us.
这是我们人生的目标是什么
？That is what is our goals in life.
主，我们知道，如果我们相信你
，Lord, we know that if we believe in you.
我们选择你成为我们人生的目标的时候
，That we if we select you to be our goals in life，
神你就会赐福给我们
，That you would bless us，
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求
，Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name，
Amen.